I'm going to share for just a brief few moments this morning. Please hold the amens on that part of the statement. Tomorrow, what I'm going to do is share for a few moments from the heart. And then we're going to ask the choir to come up and sing. And it just, wow. Everything today, you know, when you get into service and it just seems like all the pieces start to fit. It's not that everything is done without a hitch and we don't make mistakes and, you know, it's not that it's pre-planned. But when you start out your service and you've got that song, God will take care of you. And then as soon as you sing that song, God will take care of you. And you hear praise and praise and praise and praise and praise. It just reinforces God will take care of you. Leaning on the everlasting arms. And tomorrow, it'll be a difficult day, I know, for the family, but over and over again, Miss Peg, and when I met with her daughter, Patty, and it's a little different because Peg is the secretary for Pastor Dave next door, and Pastor Dave and I have a wonderful relationship over there, and just every time I walk in, he makes a beeline, just makes me feel so welcome. Patty and I had many mutual friends, and whenever I would go over, and she would always save a place, come, sit over here. And I always liked going next door for the Christmas program, for the Easter program. And then here for the concert, she would come. But in sharing and the items we went over before her passing, she said, I want it to be a celebration. She said there will be enough people over the last 2 years that have had tears and long faces. She says, I want it to be a celebration of life, Charlie. I said, amen. And tomorrow, I will share a scripture. It's one you've heard so many times. It's the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Just open our minds and hearts for a few moments and just speak to us as individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said, amen.
Amen.
I find comfort in God's word. I find comfort in God's word because of what it says to me. And I know what it says to you. When you have the opportunity to open your Bible and you don't have to spend a long period of time, you may have a set time that you go every day, every week. You may have, you're on your own schedule. Because trust me, folks, we're all on different schedules. We're all made up just a little bit different. But as you get into His Word will get into you. And there is nothing more comforting to having God's word in your heart and in your soul. In the second verse, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He gives me that time of rest and renewal that I need. There is no greater comfort that can ever come in your life than the comfort that you feel from God. There's no burden that you've had placed upon your heart that he cannot just melt away. There is nothing that you can go through, the strife, the stress that you feel. And trust me, folks, it's always this most stressful time before the surgery. It is the most stressful time before you go to that funeral home. It is the most stressful time before you walk into that doctor's office. And that's the time that he can bring rest and a renewal of your spirit through his love for you. In the third verse, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. I serve a God who will lead, who will guide, who will direct your every step. All you got to do is let Him. He wants the best things for you. People ask sometimes and they, I'm just unsure. I'm not quite know the path that I should take. I'm not sure about this subject. Well, first and foremost, go to God. Go to the one who wants to lead you, who wants to guide you, and lead you through those paths of righteousness. Now, some years ago, there was a book written by John Carver, and it was talking about the business world and board meetings and different functions that executives and leaders should have. And the subject that he talked about in this book was prudence and ethics. And he gave this definition that prudence is the exercise of sound judgment and decision making. And then he gave the definition for ethics as the moral standards of right and wrong which these decisions are made. And then the author spelled it out for people like me. First of all, when he talked about prudence, and he puts it in italics, he says, don't do dumb things. Does that relate to anybody? I know it relates to me. Don't do dumb things. How many times in our life, because we set off on a course, had some idea, went down some path that we shouldn't, because we did not use the renewing of our mind that it talks about in the 12th chapter in the book of Romans, the renewing of our minds. Pastor Rich would stay here so many times and talk about his favorite verse in the 12th chapter in the book, by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your mind. Don't do dumb things. And he got down to the point again on ethics. And very simply he said, don't do wrong things. Don't do wrong things. How many times have we been blessed in our heart of hearts to know, but we have made a different choice? So many of the problems that we find ourselves in, so many of the times of stress, whether it be family, whether it be work challenges, whether it be things in our life that we are struggling with, and if you kind of go back to it and start to break it down and look real closely, you will find some responsibility. And how difficult it is sometimes to admit that responsibility. And so many times I wish in my life that I just had about a 10-second delay on what I said or what I thought so that I could go back and just reprogram it again. Now that you can say amen about. Amen? Yeah. Some of you should have said amen twice. That's better. I hear them. I hear those second. Get on the bandwagon. So many times we've spoken out of turn. We responded harshly when an opportunity that we could have shared love and compassion. Trust me, folks, being right all the time is very overrated. It is. It's very, very overrated. I want to have love. I want to have compassion. I want to have a heart that is touched when I hear somebody around me who is hurting and who has a need. Mount Calvary is the only place here that we'll laugh with you during prayer request time. Because you know why? Because something in that prayer request time is going to touch your heart. It's going to bring a tear to your eye. At the same time, you can show laughter for the good things that God has done for you. But you also need compassion in your soul, empathy for those who are struggling. And I thank God for that. The fourth verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God gives me the greatest security that has ever been known. Simply through the love of God and Him working in your life, through the Lord Jesus Christ dying upon that cross. And I love this sermon because later on we're going to tell God thank you for what you did for each and every one of us. It gives us security, security. Oh, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. My security is in God and what God's word says to me. In the fifth verse, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. How many of you have been blessed? Just wave at me. I want to know you've been blessed. You have been blessed. You have challenges. You have trials. You have tribulations. You may have gotten a new house with a brand new piano in it. Wow. See, sometimes I say things from the pulpit and you go like, what's he talking about? Who is he talking about? I'm not talking to you. One of the biggest lessons that you can learn of all about life, it's not all about you. I'm talking to somebody else. Now, don't use that excuse all the time, because sometimes when I talk about things that you don't like, sometimes I am talking to you. But it's not all about you all of the time. We have been blessed as a people. We have been blessed as a church. Wow. When I walk into God's house, and I see people that are just happy to be here. Somebody told me this morning, Pastor, you ought to be proud because I really like coming. And you know, I'm not much of a church person. But I enjoy coming to the house of God. And I enjoy seeing the people. That's because when you walk in the house of God and you have one mind and one spirit and one accord, God is in our midst. He is leading us. He is guiding us. He is directing us. And your cup runneth over. And finally, in the sixth verse, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I have an eternal home granted to me by the Lord Jesus Christ when He hung upon the cross. The blood that was shed for my sins as well as yours. The stripes that were laid upon His back is for my healing as well as yours. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is so encouraging to know the loved ones that I have lost, I will see again. It is encouraging to know that all the things that you deal with and these old bodies that just don't work as well as they used to, that trust me, folks, are going to break down one day. But your spirit has a place in eternity because of what God did for you and what He did for me. In just a moment, the usher's going to come They're going to serve you a small wafer, represent a body which is broken. They're going to serve you a small cup of juice here, representing the blood that was shed. And the only thing that God asked you to do, He said, do this in remembrance of me. He was with those individuals having that meal that night, knowing it would be the last time that they would be together to eat. He said, so when you do this, remember me. Remember God who loved you so much to send His only Son to die upon a cross for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, we've come to Your house. We've opened Your Word. God, You've just filled us with laughter. You've touched our eyes and brought tears. God, we've heard praise after praise after praise today, and we thank You for that, God. We thank You for the work that You are doing in our lives. And if, God, if there be a need here, if there be a struggle, if there be an individual not sure of this thing that we call salvation, God, let them ask. Let them ask. God, we thank You for this time together. We thank You that in just a few moments, we're going to get an opportunity to serve communion. And we're going to do it in remembrance of You. We ask You to bless that wafer, to bless that small cup of juice. God, allow us to be thankful to You for what You've done for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen.